Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about Ashwagandha, the Vanda herb from India, also known as Indian ginseng. So it was, I tried it and then I stopped it because it didn't work together with my cordial silver and so on. And it is quite strong. So actually take less, and then it's really good. And if you have some problem, stop it. You can take it every day when you are a person above 60 years and so on. Otherwise, then you stop for 1 week after 3 or 4 weeks and so on. And for people above 60, they should take it every day. No? So ashwagandha normalizes cortisol levels, which reduces stress and response, reduces inflammation, reduces cancer risk, improves memory, improves immune function and anti-aging properties, eases stress and anxiety. And for that, so many people are taking it, and actually it does so. So then they feel less stress and so on, and less anxiety. So it's good. Improve sleep, actually it does. Improve sexual function in women, and boost fertility and testosterone levels in men. And this is the next reason why so many people, men, are taking ashwagandha, just for the potency. Okay, 9 science-backed health benefits of ashwagandha. Oh, 7. And research on ashwagandha continues to evolve as science around the world study its efficacy against a variety of ailments. Here are a few science-backed benefits of ashwagandha. First, relieve stress and anxiety. Ashwagandha is perhaps best known for its stress-relieving properties. Several studies highlight this advantage and observing ashwagandha ability to decrease participants' stress and anxiety levels significantly. This means stress is a normal case based on fear. No? One particular study indicated that ashwagandha can benefit sleep quality as well. Researchers confirmed participants slept much better with doses of the herb compared to placebo doses. Then lower blood sugar, fat. A couple of small clinical studies found ashwagandha to be helpful in reducing blood glucose level and triglycerides, the most common type of fat in the blood. Increase muscle and strength. Researchers continue to study ashwagandha's efficacy in improving strength and muscle size. One study found participants experienced increased speed and strength. Another study observed an increase in muscle power. This is not much, but a little bit. It helps. Then, improve sexual function in women. At least one clinical study indicates ashwagandha can benefit women experiencing sexual dysfunction. The administration of ashwagandha resulted in significant improvements in arousal, lubrication, orgasm, and satisfaction, as self-reported by the participants. It also significantly improved the number of successful sexual encounters and improved a metric of distress around their sex life and sexuality. Now here, all the time, they take it for boost fertility and testosterone levels in men. So and for this is very well known. No? Instead of maca, they're taking ashwagandha. Ashwagandha may also provide reproduction benefits for men. Administering ashwagandha to infertile man has shown to improve sperm quality significantly by rebalancing reproductive hormone levels. Separately, in a stress-related ashwagandha study, researchers found the herb increased testosterone levels in male but not female participants. Then sharpens focus and memory. Ashwagandha may help improve cognition, memory, and the ability to perform motor responses after instruction. This is here for older people, for sure. Support heart health. At least two studies have shown that ashwagandha can increase VO2 max levels, which is the maximum amount of oxygen you take in while physically exerting yourself. This is important for mountain climbing. So if you go over 5,000 meters, then you check all the time how much oxygen is in your blood. And if it's under 48%, then you have to stop. Risk and side effects of ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a safe and non-toxic plant, but there are new factors to consider before adding it to your diet. I say it will not work together with Kodia Silver. If you have inflammation, take both together. Kodia Silver will not work anymore. Do you take other medication? It's a good idea to let your doctor know if you want to add something new to your health routine, including ashwagandha. If you are already taking other medication, ashwagandha may enhance or weaken their effects. Are there other conditions to consider? Ashwagandha may be unsafe if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, immunocompromised, soon undergoing surgery, or have a thyroid condition. And for pregnant women and breastfeeding women, it's not. What dosage should I take? Experts said bodies may not absorb all of a 300 milligram doses of ashwagandha. For example, large doses may even trigger unwanted side effects such as vomiting and diarrhea. Instead, take smaller doses more frequently to benefit from its balancing effect. So I choose from Himalaya herbs. It's 250 milligrams, and I'm sure that that this is without side effect, and ashwagandha is inside of it. Today, it's a fashion to sell supplements that are fake supplements. And this is true for mostly of all supplements with herbs and so on and with minerals. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.